I'm Congressman Tim Johnson of Illinois.
Congressman Johnson, you're at the Farm Progress Show today. Really a great place for a showcase of agriculture here in Illinois and around the Midwest. What are some of the things that you're taking in today to relate maybe back to Washington in regards to farmers and the agriculture industry?
Well, as you know, I'm the chairman of the Biotech Research, Trade, and Rural Development Subcommittee. So a lot of the specific exhibitors here today and the individuals here are really critical to me in assessing where we're going, where agriculture is going, and what we can do in that subcommittee and the full committee to be a partner in the process.
When we look at agriculture and the industry, 2012 Farm Bill's got to be top of mind for a lot of folks. What are some of the things that you're thinking about and you're hearing out in Washington as well?
Well, obviously the Farm Bill is the most critical plate on our table, and we're going to have to deal within the confines of a limited budget. But all things considered, I feel relatively optimistic that we're going to be able to emerge with something that's workable and still meets the confines of what we have to deal with in terms of limited dollars.
That was my next question. We're hearing a lot reduced funding this year. What are some of the important allocations and really the things that we need to focus on as you guys are formulating the Farm Bill?
We need to make sure that the safety net's there. We need to make sure that prioritization is the watchword of where we spend our money. And we need to make sure that the House Agriculture Committee and people who know American agriculture are the people framing policy rather than legislators from California and Massachusetts.
As you're looking at the political climate right now in Washington, D.C., what is it, and how do you relate that back to your constituents here in Illinois?
What people don't understand nationally, at least understand in a real poignant way, is how agriculture drives everything. Not only do we all eat, we ought to realize, that's part of our job, is to make people realize how the economy generally depends on a thriving agricultural sector. And if that's weakened, the safety net's weakened, or our restrictions so great that we can't operate properly, it really affects the whole economy.
Anything else?
I'm just thrilled to be here. This is 98% of my day-to-day job in D.C. is focused around American agriculture. And just to be here with folks, not only from my district, but around the country, is just a real honor. And I want to do the best job I can to advocate on their behalf.
Thank you.
I'd like to add a couple of questions here. President Obama was just in your state a couple of weeks ago when he was asked a couple of times about regulations coming down the pike from EPA. Big issue, big concern for farmers right now in this state and pretty much any state. How do you think that could be addressed by Congress?
Well, we have an oversight process. Our House Ag Committee has been very active in that oversight process. But I'll tell you what, we are soon going to be expected, as American agriculture, to feed 9 billion people around the planet within a matter of a few decades. And to do that, on the one hand, effectively, on the other hand, with USDA, USDOT, and most particularly EPA tying our left hand, is a real burden. Lisa Jackson has got to understand that if we continue to provide or impose the unreasonable restrictions of EPA, of USDA, of USDOT, and the other government bureaucrats, it's hard to do. And this administration, more than any other administration in American history, has done more to damage the ability of farmers to make a living than any in our memory. So we got to unloosen things, and we got to make them understand that we're going to be watching over them. We're going to be watching over them in terms of dollars, and we're going to be watching over them in terms of general oversight. And I think we're getting the message across. Lisa Jackson, Tom Vilsack, and the various others are still going to be bureaucrats, but I think we can make some progress, and we're getting there.
Okay, what about ethanol? We're one of the largest ethanol-producing states here in Illinois. You've got, we're looking at probably the tax incentive expiring at the end of this year. What do you see ahead as far as energy policy where ethanol is concerned?
Well, we've got to understand, as Americans, that we've got to look to alternative energy. Ethanol is a classic example of that. It drives so much, and we got to do the best we can to preserve, if not that specific tax credit, although I'd like to do that, we got to do the best we can to preserve ethanol's role and strengthen ethanol's role, biodiesel's role, in our whole national energy picture.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Here at the Farm Progress Show, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.